I'm excited. As a speech pathologist, we also have to have state-by-state licensing as well as our national accreditation. And having moved around quite a bit with a husband active duty for 17 years now, I've personally experienced the difficulties and expense it takes to move your license from state to state.
Where has the Navy taken you over these last 17 years?
Where hasn't it taken us? No, we've been fortunate for Navy family. We've had pretty low moves. We've been stationed here in Maryland, then we've been down to Jacksonville, Florida. We've been out to Fort Worth, Texas. We've been back here to Maryland. So we've bounced around.
So every time you've moved, you've had to get a new license. Has there been a period where you couldn't work because you didn't have the license?
Exactly. And actually, when we moved here to the state of Maryland, this is one of the more difficult states. So I actually launched my own company, MilitaryOneClick.com, and we've been advocating hard for the past 2 years for this exact issue. So we've been working with Joining Forces on promoting this on Military One Click.
And you've been trying to promote this in other states. Compared to some of the other states you've tracked, Maryland compare once this measure takes effect?
I think once it takes effect, it's going to measure up like all the other states. I think now it's truly getting the word out that this is available. You need to take advantage of it, and we'll have all the information up and running.
I'll ask you an obvious question. You're obviously proud of what she's doing, right?
I really am. Everything she does, from her original roots in speech pathology, were just incredible. But then with this website, and even with the work with this bill, just it is. It's such a great move for veterans and really for military spouses just all over, and I hope all 50 states obviously follow. I know Maryland's about the middle of it,
right.
But yeah, I just can't wait for the rest of them just to follow suit, because she's witnessed, and I've had a witness with her, it's a very painful process. So it's great that really Maryland is in and really kind of still on the leading edge of this, so it's just, we're really proud of it, and it's neat.